The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Seapoint, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Seapoint, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3 truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
You're listening to the WLLB Sports Network's presentation of high school football. Week number 5 is among us, and the Ugly Bearcats are on the road taking on arch rival in the East, the Harbor Beach Pirates, as we're just 11 and a half minutes away from kicking off in a classic rivalry in the Greater Thumb Conference. As the crow flies, just 17 miles separate Ugly and Harbor Beach High Schools, and today it would be a very fast flight. If you're traveling by TAT bus, it might be a 2-hour journey, but by private vehicle, it's a 21.4-mile north on M19 journey. Past Thompson Chevrolet, turn right on M142, and if you hit water, you've gone too far. In regards to school size, Ugly and Harbor Beach are the 2 small schools in the Greater Thumb Conference. There are 222 Pirates, according to the MHSAA, while Ugly has 232 Bearcats roaming the halls, just 10 in favor of Ugly. These 2 orange and black squads have faced off with each other 65 times since 1952. That has happened every year with the exception of 5 years from 1963 to 1967. Otherwise, 1952 to 1962, and in every single year from 1968 through tonight, Harbor Beach and Ugly have played each other every year. Historically, Harbor Beach has a sizable advantage in the overall record, 46-19. However, in the past 10 years in those matchups, it's much closer. Pirates 6, Ugly 4. Here's what's crazy, though. The average score, Ugly 28.3, Harbor Beach 28.7. In the world of offensive production, both the Bearcats and Pirates are in the upper tier of the Greater Thumb Conference. Harbor Beach is in the number 2 slot, scoring 36 points per game. Ugly at 33, plus 3 for the home of Smallies. Defensively, it's just as close. Ubley currently has the best defense of the 14 Greater Thumb Conference teams, giving up just 12 points per game. Harbor Beach is the fourth best at 15.5, plus 3.5 for Ubley. Las Vegas has set their line for the night, and they're confident in that line, unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Roger Goodell Sports Wagering Department sat out or factored in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location. The spread for tonight sits at Harbor Beach, 9.5 points. Today is the 264th day of the year, meaning just 101 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, you have any plans?
Well, I haven't seen Dwight in 3 weeks, so I have no idea if plans have changed.
Well, we'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially to those listening from the metropolis of Ruth, Michigan. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, as ready as you will be, I suppose.
That's always right, yes.
We commonly refer to tonight's game as the Backyard Brawl because of the proximity and relatives on both sides of the fence. Harbor Beach's school district runs the shoreline from south of Port Hope at Fillion Road all the way south of Forestville to Hints Road. Dave, my question to you is, what is the most western portion of the Harbor Beach School District?
The most western portion. I should know this because that's probably out in my way.
That is your neighborhood, yes.
It is. I believe, unless it's changed, I thought it was Helena Road.
Well, that is very correct. It's Helena Road east of Maurer, which is west of McDonald Road. So that's really in your neck of the woods there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
It's not a clean cut by any means. It kind of looks like a little bit of a gerrymandered state Congress office, per se. Bonus question. Ubley School District runs from west of M53 at Grasmere Road and all the way east to Buell Road. My question, though, what school district has a larger population, Ubley or Harbor Beach?
What school district has a larger population?
We're talking overall population, not number of students. Right, overall population in those school districts.
And I'm going to go with Harbor Beach barely.
Well, you're 2 for 2 so far, Dame, tonight. Harbor Beach has 4,585 residents. Ubley, 4,128, according to the latest numbers. And the bonus of the bonus question, Dave, what school district has a larger land area, Ubley or Harbor Beach?
That is another good question. I'm actually, because Ubley has four sides, I'm going to go with Ubley.
Man, this might be the first time in seven seasons, Dave, but you went 3 for 3 in bonus in our trivia questions tonight. Ubley has 171.7 square miles in their school district. Harbor Beach, 119.9 square miles. You're absolutely right.
Not even that close.
If there were a lot of houseboats, per se, maybe Harbor Beach would have more, but when you count Lake Huron, you don't get too far. Dave, what are your three keys to tonight's game?
Let's start with the very first point we all want to know. Can the Ubley Bearcats defend the spread? They're getting a little help from what could be Mother Nature tonight, and that may be a big difference in hindering what could be a high-powered Harbor Beach offense. On the other side of things, will and can Harbor Beach attack the outside of this Bearcat defense? They've been vulnerable to the sideline to sideline. Up the middle, though, the Ubley is as sound as you possibly can find. So Harbor Beach going to try to find ways of extending the field. It's pulling away from the middle of that defense. Can they do that successfully, or will Ubley make some changes and be able to stop that offense? And at the end of the day, what it always comes down to with these two teams, which line stands taller? Is it the Bearcats? They have the size. They have the ability up front. Can they get sideline to sideline to stop those plays? Which line reigns supreme for four nights, for all four quarters tonight? That question has yet to be answered.
We are 6 minutes away from kicking off Ubley at Harbor Beach in week number 5 of high school football in the state of Michigan. It's a blustery one from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach. We'll check in with your weather forecast in just a moment. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network kickoff in less than 6 minutes to go.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry is waterproof and weather resistant, with three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles. Your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Hello folks, Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motorsport, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Caro. Making deals happen with the lowest prices possible is what we do here at Moore Motors. Customer service is the biggest reason